بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, we have been discussing the conversation that will take place between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Nabi Isa alayhi salam on the day of Qiyamah. And as we had already mentioned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enumerate and mention His bounties, His blessings that He had favored upon Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wa salam. And these were mentioned in the previous few verses. And now towards the end of the conversation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will now ask Nabi Isa alayhi salam regarding his followers who had claimed divinity for him, the Nasara, the Christians who had begun to worship Isa alayhi salam and take him as a deity. So Allah will ask Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wa salam regarding this. وَإِذْ قَالَ اللَّهُ يَا عِيسَى بِنَ مَرْيَمْ. That when Allah will say, O Isa bin Maryam, أَأَنْتَ قُلْتَ لِلنَّاسِ اتَّخِذُونِي وَأُمِّيَ إِلَهَيْنِ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. Did you say to the people that take me and my mother as deities instead of Allah? So did you sanction this? Did you command them to worship you and your mother Maryam? قَالَ. So Isa alayhi salam will reply, سُبْحَانَكَ مَا يَكُونُ لِي أَنْ أَقُولَ مَا لَيْسَ لِي بِحَقٍّ. That, O Allah, glory be to you. Subhanak, you are free from any flaws, any defects, any deficiencies. مَا يَكُونُ لِي. It is not possible for me to say something which I have no right to. In other words, I know that I am not a deity, I am not an object of worship, I am your creation, I am your slave. So I could not have made a statement like this. إِن كُنْتُ قُلْتُهُ فَقَدْ عَلِمْتَهُ. Then he says to Allah that if I had said this, then you would have known it. تَعْلَمُ مَا فِي نَفْسِي وَلَا أَعْلَمُ مَا فِي نَفْسِك. You know what is within my heart, I do not know what is within you. In other words, I do not know the future, I do not know what you have planned, what you have predetermined. But إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ عَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبِ. You are the one who knows the unseen. So there is no way I could have made this statement. I was not the one who initiated this. And then he absolves himself before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that مَا قُلْتُ لَهُمْ إِلَّا مَا أَمَرْتَنِي بِهِ. I only said to them that which you had commanded me to say, أَنِعْبُدُ اللَّهَ رَبِّي وَرَبَّكُمْ. That worship Allah who is my Rabb and your Rabb. And we find till today in the original scripture of the Nasara, of the Christians, these statements have been mentioned by Isa alayhi salam, where he commands them to worship Allah, to worship his Rabb, to worship his Lord. And very clearly this shows that he was not calling them to his own worship. Then he says, وَكُنْتُ عَلَيْهِمْ شَهِيدًا مَا دُمْتُ فِيهِمْ. That, O Allah, I was watchful over them, I was a witness over them for as long as I lived amongst them. Meaning, while I was in this world, then I could have been responsible for the actions. But فَلَمَّا تَوَفَّيْتَنِي. When you took me away, in other words, when you raised me into the heavens, then كُنْتَ أَنْتَ الرَّقِيبَ عَلَيْهِمْ. O Allah, you were watchful over them. وَأَنْتَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ شَهِيدٍ. And you witness everything, you see everything. Therefore, I cannot be held responsible. You cannot take me to task for what they had initiated after I left this world. And thereafter, in a very unique and subtle way, Isa alayhi salam pleads before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding the sinful ones of his ummah. So of course, not those who had made shirk, not those who had worshipped him, but those who remained upon his deen, upon tawheed, the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they had made mistakes, they had fallen into sin. So Isa alayhi salam says to Allah that إِن تُعَذِّبْهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ عِبَادُكَ. O Allah, if you punish them, then they are your slaves. In other words, nobody can question you. You are fully within your right to punish them. But وَإِن تَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ. If you forgive them, فَإِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Then you remain the most mighty, the most wise. In other words, if you forgive them and you don't take them to task, this will not decrease in your might, in your power, in your status in any way. So therefore, he is very subtly now asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive them. And this shows the mercy, the compassion that a Nabi has for his ummah. Ulama explained that the compassion, the shafqa, the care, the love that every Nabi had for his ummah, this was not found in any other Nabi to the extent that it was found in Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So we can imagine from this verse we see the compassion Isa alayhi salam had for his followers. We can imagine what compassion, what care Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam had for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, and these are the concluding verses of this surah, that qala Allahu, Allah will then make an announcement. And this is the day of Qiyamah. Allah will say, هَذَا يَوْمُ يَنْفَعُ الصَّادِقِينَ صِدْقُهُمْ. This is the day when the truthfulness or the faithfulness of the faithful ones will benefit them. those who were true to Allah, those who had belief in Allah, this will benefit them on this day. In this world, perhaps they didn't see the benefit. But today, لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا. They will have gardens beneath which there will be rivers flowing, and they will live forever and forever therein. رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ. Allah places His stamp of approval now upon the people of Iman, that Allah is pleased with them, and they are pleased with Him. In other words, Allah is pleased with their actions in this world, their Iman, their sacrifice. And they are now pleased with Allah when they see the reward in front of them. ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. Allah says, that is the great success. This is the yardstick of success. A person who will be successful in the Akhirat. لِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا فِيهِنْ. The kingdom of the skies and the earth, and whatever is contained within them, belongs to Allah. وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. And Allah has complete power, complete control over everything. And this concludes and ends Suratul Ma'idah. The next surah to discuss, inshallah, will be Suratul An'am, which will continue next week, inshallah. Allah give us correct understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.